Ran Zayin of his days, the Gemara. Minoni Mile, how do you know that Sota is taken care of in the Bezin HaGadol and Sanhedrin? Omer Abchia Bar Gamda, Omer Ab Yossi Bar Chanina, Asya Torah Torah, Ksiv Hocha, the Osso Vahakoin is Kol HaTorah, Ksiv Hosam Api HaTorah Shiyarucha, Malahalan Beshivin Liechot, Afkan Beshivin Liechot. It's like over there, it's talking, Api HaTorah Shiyarucha is talking about the Sanhedrin and the Din of Zokin Mamre. So it's over here, the, what's it called, it's the Din of Sota has to be in the Basin HaGadol. Tosus points out, why doesn't it mention then in Sanhedrin? This is one of the things you need a Sanhedrin, because the mice in the end, you don't need a Sanhedrin. The end of the din is done between her and the Kohen. Uma'aymin aleha, and we warn her. We threaten her. I try to get her to admit. V'raminu, k'dera shema'aymin aleha shelo tishteh, kach ma'aymin aleha shetishteh. At the same time that we, at some point, threaten her and warn her so she shouldn't drink, at some point we threaten her and warn her that she should drink. Omrim lo biti, imboru lecho hadover shetahora at. If you're really sure that you're innocent, then imdi alburecha, turn back, stay, don't retreat, and vishli, and drink the water. Vishin mayim hamorim domim elalasam yovesh. Right, this is not going to hurt you. It's like a dry powder that's put on an open wound. Im yeshom maka, if there's what's it called, and boser chai means on flesh. If there's a wound there, so mechalcha v'yorei, then the sam goes into the wound and causes damage. Ein shom maka, but if the flesh is whole, ain't no meloklum, doesn't do anything. Just a dry powder on a person's skin is not going to hurt him. What? No, ain't no moel means it won't hurt. It won't do anything. It won't affect any. There's no effect. Moel means no effect. It's not going to have any effect. It'll have an effect on a wound. So if you're guilty, it'll hurt you. And if you're not guilty, it's not going to hurt you. There's no effect. Lokasha. Kan kodim shenichnich on the gila, kan la'achar shenichnich. Before we, what's it called, we erase the Rabbanu Shlom's name, we try to get her to admit not to drink. So the name shouldn't be erased. After the name is erased, we don't let her not drink, then we're ma'ayim on her that she has to go through with it. Zirashi. Minoni Mile. The boy based in Hagadol. How do you know you need a Sanhedrin? Noid b'Yerushalayim bo'inim lashkosa. Could you see the hemir hakohen so ishul ifnei Hashem? Avadi, it has to be done in Yerushalayim. But there were other batei dinim in Yerushalayim besides the Sanhedrin. Avo based in Hagadol, the hainu shivim v'echad menolan. Delo niskashu bo echad mishar batei dinim shahayusham. There were other mishnei batei dinim shahayusham. There were two other batei dinim in Yerushalayim. Near the Beis Hamikdash, Shel Esrim v'Shlosha, Echad Yoshev al Pesach Harabayis. One was on the opening to Harabayis. There was a Beis Din of 23. The Echad Yoshev al Pesach Hazora, Kedomra v'Sanhedrin. So maybe you had to go to one of those Bati Dinim. Who said you had to go in front of the Sanhedrin? Ma'alahalam b'zokin mamrei b'shivin v'Echad. D'chsiv min hamokom ahu mokom miyucha d'hainu lishka sagozis bim hamokom ahu, special place. So you need Dafka, the most special place of the Sanhedrin. She afilu matzon abe pagi the himra lehen yalfina minei the ein hamra also hamra by zokin mamre. Even if the Sanhedrin was out of its place, they weren't in the right place. Not just they weren't by the Sanhedrin, that there's no din of zokin mamre doesn't apply. Im di aburecha hisamchi al nekiyosecha. Rely on the fact that you know that you're innocent. And don't be afraid. Kodim shenimcha megillah kedei shelo yimcha Hashem ma'aymin shelo lishtos. Before what's it called, the megillah's nimcha, so we do everything in our power if she's really guilty to make her admit, so she won't drink and the shame Hashem won't be erased. Ulacha shenimcha, but once we erase it, then omrim lo divrei tanchumim, right, lishtos, es im nekiyahi, kedei lahatira labayla. Then we want her to drink, because she's not going to let her not drink. We're going to force her to drink eventually. So we want her to do it. We try to convince her first to do it willingly. Shalotira min hamayim, shouldn't be afraid if she's innocent. The tomer tmeyani, she shouldn't admit that she's tummy if she's not. The hi tahora, the tochi laz al ashnal al baneho. She'll end up being mochi laz on her children or whatever if she admits, and she's really innocent. It's not proper. So we want her, to drink. Okay. The Omer lefaneha ton rabbanon. Omer lefaneha dvarim shel hagada umaisim sheiru biksuvim harishonim. We say to her things in order to get her to admit. We tell her things from the ksuvim and maisim from history. Kigon asher chachamim yagidu velo kichadu miavosam. Right. The as it says, what's it called in Tehillim, that our chachamim told us these maisim, what are they? Yehuda holda v'lo bosh. Yehuda admitted to that he was the one who impregnated Tamar. Mahaya sofa. What was the end of Yehuda? Godl noch al chay olam haba. He got olam haba. Reuven holda v'lo bosh. Reuven admitted also to his chate with Bila. Mahaya sofa noch al chay olam haba. Umaschara, and what's their schar in this world? That's what they got olam haba. What are they getting in this world? Maschara, Mara says, midiko amrinon, kidiko amrinon. Right, they got olam haba. Elamaschara and bolam hazeh. What do they get in this world? Lohem levadom nitno haaretz, velo avar zar besochan. Right, they had a special inyan in Eretz Yisrael, right, and lo avar zar beinehem, and a zar didn't go between them. No stranger. We'll see what it means. Mrs. Bishlom Yehuda Ashichon da Odi. First of all, we find that Yehuda was molded Dechsiv Vayakir Yehuda Vayomer Tzodko Mimeni. Right, and the Chazal Darshan, not Tzodko Mimeni. She is more righteous than me, or she's more right than me. But Tzodko Kama Mimeni. It's for me. I admit. I'm the one. Ela Ruvei Menolan. The Odi. How do you know Ruvein was molded? Dom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Dom Rav Yonas Yochanan, May Dechsiv Yechi Ruvein Veyal Yomos V'Zos LeYehuda. We don't find in the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu that he put together two shvatim, and here Yechi Ruvein and V'Zos LeYehuda. What's the connection? Kol Osin Shonim Shoy Yisrael B'Midbar Hayu Atzmosav Shel Yehuda Megugolim Ba'aron. Since Yehuda accepted responsibility for Binyamin, and he said the chatosi l'chakol ayomim, and we know that a nidui, he accepted nidui on himself, that he'll be guilty to Yaakov all his life. He doesn't bring him back. So even though he made a condition about bringing him back, but a nidui of a chacham, even on himself, is chal even if the tnai isn't mekuyim. So all the years in the midbar, the bones of Yehuda megugolim ba'aron, unlike the bones of the other shvatim that were at rest. Ad she'omed Moshe bikish of alachem. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, he was mevakish rachamim. Omer lefan the Ribon Shalom. Mi gorem l'Ruvein shehoda. Who caused Ruvein to admit to the maisa bila? Yehuda. The zos Yehuda. And therefore, since Yehuda was mezakeh somebody else, he shouldn't suffer either. And therefore, his bones should find rest. Miyad, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, and then he davened for Yehuda, and he said, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, al evorei l'shofa. Right? So he, what's it called? He said, let his bones and parts of his body, come to rest. V'lohavi koma island leila mesifta rakia. However, he still was a certain amount in Cherim, that they didn't bring him into the yeshiva shalmala. The al amo to the enu v'loha v'koyada mishkal u mitrach bishmaisa, right? Bahadi rabbanan. So they brought him up to the yeshiva. Then still he was still a certain amount in chayrim that he didn't know how to, what's it called, to argue with the rabbanan up there. Yodav ravlo. So he gave him koach to engage in the debate, in the Torah debate. Vahavi kosolka l'shmaisa lib dehilchasa, but he didn't come to be asuke shmaisa lib dehilchasa, come to the proper conclusion lahalocha. the Ezra Mitzor of Tiyah. So Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, the Ezra Mitzor of Tiyah. So Mishnah says, Bishlami Yehuda the Odi Kehechid Lot Yisor of Tamar. Yehuda was Moda in order that Tamar shouldn't be burnt. And everybody should know that it was a Gedra of Yibum that took place over here. Ela Ruvain Lomalei the Odi. Why did Ruvain admit? V'omer of Sheishis, Chotzef Olai Dimaforit Chatoi. Right, a person shouldn't admit his chatoyim, especially bein adam lechaveh, but bein adam lemakom, what's it called in public? That's a chutzpah. Right, it's not something that's good to do. Something that people then hear that people did aveiras and has a bad effect on them. So it's not a good thing to publicize your aveiras mimoda. Where it says no, ki hechid lechashdu achoi, that they shouldn't be choshed him. That they shouldn't be choshed the other brothers that somebody else did it. He admitted his chait in order to exonerate the other ones, because Yaakov didn't know who moved the bed. So he admitted it was me, don't be choshed the other ones. So here there was a purpose to publicly admit. Here, see Rashi. Biksuvim harishonim, bidvorim haksuvim b'torah. Shenasu biyomim harishonim, things from history. Kigon hagodazu, the asher chachomim yagidu, the yodu al chaton, the lo kichedu, avonome avosehim. Right? The early chachomim, the early doros, were molda on their chayt, and they didn't deny it. Umbihem, who are these people in the early doros? Reuven, the Maisa Bilha, Kidlakamon, the Yehuda Maisa Tomar, Tzod Komimeni. Lohem Levadam Nos Nitnaharetz, Yehuda Zocha Lemalchus. He had something special when they came to Eretz Israel. He was the Melech, right? The Tosefta de Brachos. Reuven Notel Chelek Tchila Be'eres Be'ivra Yarden. And Reuven had something special, and when they came to Eretz Israel, he got a Nachla before everybody else in Ivra Yarden. Velo over zar betocham, Dorish Rabbi Tanchuma, Amosai lo over zar betocham, Kishabah Moshe Levarchan. There was no separation between the brach of Reuven and the brach of Yehuda when Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them before he died. Yechi Reuven v'zos li Yehuda, Ein lecha bebirkas kol hashvatim mascheles v'zos chus mizu. We don't find the connection between two brachas like over here, Yechi Reuven and v'zos li Yehuda. Atzmosav shel Yehudim is galgim ba'aron. Atzmos kol hashvatim helu Mitzrayim. All the bones of all the shvatim they took out of Mitzrayim, just like Yosef. V'hu she'omer, each shevet carried the bones of their shevet, the bones of the head of their shevet. In other words, the one of the brothers. V'hu she'omer Yosef, alisam es atzmosai mizeh itchem. Take me out with you, meaning all your bones are going to be taken out too. As im atzmoseichem, v'hoyu atzmos kol hashvatim sheldon kayemes. By all of them, the body was intact. The Yehuda evorim mitzpark megagum mirana. By Yehuda, his body wasn't intact. It was all the evorim were separated, and they rolled around in the arum. The nation nidos atzmo. He put himself in cherim. Be'arvono shel Binyamin. When he took responsibility for Binyamin, the chotasi lecha kol ayomim. Right? He said, if I don't bring him back, the chotasi. Afilu la'olam haba. And it applied even for his neshama in olam haba, not just his body in this world. Umihocha nathkalon, nidui shel chacham afilu al tnai hu ba. If a chacham put somebody in nidu, even himself, and he made a condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled. Like over here, he brought Binyamin back. Still, the nidu has an effect. Has a negative effect. Mi gorim le Yehuda sheyodim maisa yitzuei aviv. Who was gorim that Reuven should admit to the maisa bila? Yehuda sheholdim maisa tamar. The chen hoye mesoris biyadeim. That was a Torah shabal peh. Was a mesora. Umedrash agada the Rebbe Tanchuma. Kesha Omar Yehuda tzad kamimeni. Omar Reuven va'omar bilbalti yitzuei aviv. When Reuven was inspired by Yehuda, who admitted to his chait, he got up and said, I'm the one who moved the bed by Bila. The Achshav Yechi Reuven, Shildo Kayemes, Ki'ilu Hu Chai. Right now, Yechi Reuven should be the Zosli Yehuda the same way. Just like Reuven's body is intact, So Vizosli Yehuda, the same thing. Shumis Galgal. Yehuda's body should also be intact. L'shafal amokom she nitkom mishon. She come back together. Kamo d'shaf miduchte. It moved from its place. So it moved back to all the Avarim should move together. L'mesifta lisem litenim shar chachomim. They didn't let him into the yeshiva shalmala. Moshe Rabbeinu's mispal. That should be lifted. He should be allowed in. L'mishkal mitrach lisa v'litein. He got in, but he couldn't enter the milchanta shel Torah. Yodav ravlo yehelo nitzachon l'riv rivo. Umay dechsiv yodav loshon milchamahu. Yodav is loshon milchama, milchanta shel Torah. He should be able to engage in the milchama of Torah. Aliba dehilchasa lohoya zoche lomar dovar hamiskabel. He wasn't zoche, he was able to debate with the Chachamim over there in Shemayim, but he wasn't able to have something that was conclusive in his name. Mandi mefari chatois, and what it says is not a good thing. We understand why Yehuda admitted, because he wanted to save Tamar. So he had to do that publicly. But why did Reuven have to admit publicly? L'rabbeinu nira she'eno nichlam bedover. Right, the reason it's a chutzpah, because it looks like he's not embarrassed, right? He's not ashamed to say these things out publicly. And also because it affects other people too. The more you hear about other people doing chatoyim, so it makes it easier for you to do a chet. That's why there, Maril Diskin says, there's a nin of don the katzchus. Not necessarily for the sake of the other person. But if you look around and see a lot of people around you doing chatoyim, then you're not going to have an incentive or a deterrent from doing chatoyim. But if everybody around you is doing chatoyim, then you're not going to have that deterrent. But if you're don lechatzchus and the people around you are fine people, then you'll have a deterrent. You won't want to do something against what's socially accepted around you. So it says no. Reuven had a reason also to admit publicly that what's it called? Because otherwise the other brothers would have been suspected. So he admitted it was him, not them. Okay. Imram ratmeyani shmas mina kosvin shover. Right. Says if she's tamei, so she shoveres ksuba. So she writes a receipt as if she got her ksuba, and she says I was mizan and lost my ksuba. And she gives a receipt to her husband, so she can never be tovei the ksuba again. So we see from here that you write a shover. It's machlokas whether kosvin shover or not. Right. Because the maisa, if you write a receipt and you don't tear up the ksuba, right, so then the halacha is, then the metzias would be that the husband has to keep that receipt, otherwise she's going to be able to get her ksuba again. Right, if we tear up the ksuba, then she has no way of demanding it, and the husband doesn't have to watch anything. So one man, the omer, says it's not fair to make the husband have to watch a shover. The other one says, no, we'd write a shover. So here you see that you write a shover. It says shoveres ksubasa. Om rabaya Tony Makras, no, I mean we tear up the ksuba. That's what it means. Shoveris, not shoveris ksubasa. She writes a receipt, but we tear up the ksuba. Amarle Rava v'ho shoveris ktani. The Mishnah doesn't say that. It says shoveris. It doesn't say we tear the ksuba. It's mashma. She writes a receipt. Elam Rava b'makom shen kosin ksuba skin. It's talking in a place where they don't write a ksuba. It's nothing to tear up. So the only way we can be mevada. Right, make sure that she's not going to be toveya her ksuba in another basin, doesn't know that she went through this process, is if the husband has a receipt. V'im omra tahora ani malino solishar mizrach. Okay. Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. What? Let's see Rashi. What? No, because it was they were somech on the ksuba's a tanai basin, so they didn't write in the shtar, but they understood every woman has a ksuba. So it was what they didn't have to write it.
So you don't have that one then.
What?
Then you don't have that ksuba, rely on what the Zohar does.
Yeah, no, so what's it called? The minig is, anyway, to write a ksuba. It's machlokas, there are places that the minig not to write a ksuba and relied on the tanai basin. And most places had the minig to write the shtar anyway. Even though you didn't have to write a shtar, but it's good that she should have a shtar to corroborate the fact that she was married.
Sometimes they make a mistake in a ksuba and do
what? No, in a place where they write a ksuba, then you have to have a ksuba. If they make a mistake, they don't have a ksuba.
Kedushin again when they realize the ksuba was wrong.
No, you're not very kshuksa. It doesn't affect the kedushin. It's an extraneous thing. Why did he wait so long to give brachas to Klal Yisrael? What's it called? It could be that he felt that all this was a. The Gemara says one reason is before his misa, he was on a madrega that now he could do it. He felt before that he couldn't do it.
I understand.
No, I'm saying so. Just like the one of the reasons he did it before he died is because that's when he was Ishu Elokim. It was the highest madrega that he was in his whole life right before he died. So Mustami he felt he didn't have the power to do it before. Okay, Shema Mino Kostin Shover, Upluksud Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Hi Bebova Basra. The Kom Rabbi Yehuda Ein Kostin Shover, Eli Yikru Es Ashtar. It's not only by Ksuba, it's by any star. Right? The Lova pays, so what do we do? So either the Lova, right, what's it called, writes the Malva writes a receipt to the Lova, or we tear up the star. That's the Machlok, is what we do. Because not fair to make the Lova watch his star shover, the receipt, right, that doesn't get eaten up or whatever, and then he's not going to be able to prove that he paid. Tani makrash dar ksuba. No, so say that she tears up the ksuba, not that you write a shover. So Mara says, no, but it doesn't say that. It says shoveris ksuba. So she writes a receipt. They're somech on the Tanai Beisdin. They don't need an actual star. It's automatic that a woman gets her ksuba. Right? If she'll be divorced, she'll give her get, and the fact that she gives a get means she was married. She was married. She already has a ksuba. So she'll collect her ksuba. And if she'll be an almana, she'll bring edim that testify her husband's dead, and she'll get her ksuba automatically. Whether she was an almana or when she was married, whether she was a psula or not, she'll have to bring edim. What she was, we know for sure you were married. Now the shaila is how you were married, how much of a ksuba do you get? That's what's it called, that you'll have to bring edim. Right, in a case where there's no ksuba, then there's nothing to tear up, then the only way to ascertain that she got her ksuba or didn't deserve a ksuba is by writing a receipt. It's not the ideal thing to have to hold on to a receipt. But if there's no other way to ascertain that he paid already, then it's better to have a receipt than to have nothing. Okay, even though he's going to have to now watch the receipt.